With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Two Democrats are running in the Democratic primary for the state House district, which includes most of Allegan County. Eric Almquist is seeking the Democratic nomination in the 80th State House District. The winner of that race will challenge Republican Representative Mary Whiteford in the fall. Eric Almquist, thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you would like to do if you're elected to the State House.
Excellent. So right now, I currently work for Apple. I'm running for the Michigan 80th, as you said. Moved to this area and to make Michigan my home, fell in love with the area, wanted to make a difference. Became a city councilman because I thought that was important to make a local difference. Realized how amazing we are, but realized we can do better. A couple things we could do better is education. We could take care of our most vulnerable. We could take care of clean drinking water for everyone. One of the most important things I learned as a city councilman, getting a chance to work legislatively, is that the issues are not blue issues, the issues are not red issues, because we're really all one Michigan here and we need to work together. I think there would be nothing better than reaching across the other 109 members in the House, bringing some Sweetwater donuts, because those are amazing, and say, hey, guys, let's hash it out over donuts and let's figure out what we have in common and work together on that. Because otherwise, with term limits, we have no legislative memory. And we're going to keep going ahead and rehashing, bringing back bills. It's going to be Democrat bills. It's going to be Republican bills. We won't have anything that lasts. We need to have good legislation that's written by legislators and not by special interests. And I'm proudly sponsored or endorsed by Planned Parenthood of Michigan and the Sog Tuck Mandate.
You mentioned you're on the city council. Where do you serve on the city council?
In Fenville.
Okay. You mentioned education. Give us some specifics there on what you would do to improve education in Michigan.
Well, we have this bare bones plan for education, and we don't play in a level playing field here. The authorizers for charter schools make money whether the school does well or the school fails, and there's really no reason for them to close the school. They're making money. They're all good folks, but everyone needs money. And so I'd like to see a level playing field. And in 2015, we had bipartisan legislation with the backing of the governor and Detroit's mayor to go ahead and bring out a group of folks who would be bipartisan and would go ahead and look at charter schools and say, hey, this school needs to be closed, let's close it. We also tend to load up the charter schools with lots and lots of real estate debt, which is a problem. So there's not a level playing field here, and we need to go back to do that. I think our Michigan could have education being a crown jewel. I also like to see more post-education. I think this area we live in has very little post-education opportunities, and I'd love to see a community college, some vocational training. I love the idea of vocational training here in Allegan County, some more of it than we currently have, because everything's filled. People have a demand for it, and there's just not enough spaces, so we need more.
You mentioned clean drinking water. Specifically, what should the state be doing to, for instance, prevent the next Flint?
I think there is an inaction on the part of people to take responsibility and do the right thing. I get disappointed that we go ahead and we don't focus on line number five. We don't focus on Flint. We don't focus on Oswego, but we go ahead and give Nestle all this water with Mallet. I just think there's that real disconnect. I think the state would have a little more focus on rights of individual areas to give away their water. I think that would be great. Let's see, how does that impact the rest of the state? I think that would be very important. But it needs to be a basic human right, drinking water, and I don't think it is seen as that.
You mentioned line five. Do you think the state should be moving to shut it down quickly?
Yeah, we need to do something. We almost had a disaster there, and that's going to impact us more than any other place. We are such a great state, surrounded by so much water, and you would think we would make this our focus because it is such a resource we have, and I'd like to see that focus on that.
Your website mentions that Michigan is enjoying something of a boom in the craft industry, craft beer, craft wine, et cetera. And you say that this shows how the state can work with private industry. Explain that a little bit more. How can the state government and private industry work together to grow the economy?
Well, I think that's a shining example. I was very surprised to see an example, a Georgia peach truck. With great product coming up from Georgia and coming here, and people from Michigan lining up to get that. I would love to see that made available for other states. I'd like to see Michigan asparagus trucks drive out into places to help our farmers out, get our product out there, because we're going to have trouble. There's no one out working the fields. They're losing value. I think we could do a lot to help them. I also think that we have done a lot of great stuff. I'm talking to some of the craft brewers and talking about some of the producers. I think there's been a pretty good connection, as I mentioned on the website. I think we can do a little bit more. I think they'd like to see some more ease of regulation or simplification of regulations. I think that's a great thing we can do when we work hand in hand.
What about roads? The state has put some money into road repairs, but as we saw this past winter, it's still kind of in the pipeline, isn't quite there yet. Do you think that that needs to be moved up and done earlier?
I definitely think so. I think we have a huge rainy day fund, and I think it's raining, and I think we can use some of that to improve it. I have not, in my area, there's very little construction being done. And I would like to see a little bit more. There's some areas that are even worse, though, that also need some attention. And we spent a lot of time and effort to go ahead and collect the money for that. And I don't think we've seen the fruits of that yet. There's some roads that are just horrific. But I think if we want to be that, the place that's going to import jobs and export products, I think infrastructure, and especially roads, needs to be a focus.
We have about 30 seconds left. Mary Whiteford got 68% of the vote in 2016. How does a Democrat win this state house district in the fall?
You have to reach across the aisle. That's really what it is. I can't name a single bill that the focus that she's worked on has been working on with other folks, and I'd like to see that. That's the only way we're going to make real changes. You just don't go there to go ahead and spend your time there. You go there to make a difference. And reaching across the aisle and doing that, there has to be common interest among Democrats and Republicans to get things done. I think I'm the only person who's focused on that.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Eric.
Thank you.
Eric Almquist is seeking the Democratic nomination in the 80th State House District, which includes most of Allegan County.